Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 257 for Friday, February 6th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Friday morning following the U.S. soy complex and Malaysian palm oil. Canola values were $1 to $2 above unchanged, with the most active May contract checking in at $455.50 per ton. News that the Indonesian government is going to increase subsidies on biodiesel helped underpin the market. The Canadian dollar was slightly weaker against its American counterpart this morning, which helped to support values. However, European rapeseed futures were lower, which weighed on values. The looming harvest of the massive crop in South America also put pressure on the market. Canola could be vulnerable to profit-taking today as values test the upper end of the range. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded and unchanged. Soybeans were 14 cents weaker, with the March contract checking in at $9.77 a bushel. Values rose with crude oil as well as limited farmer selling. Soy oil continues to find support in the wake of an announcement by the Indonesian government that it wants to increase subsidies for biodiesel. Light rains fell in Brazil and Indonesia yesterday, which are expected to aid development of the crops there, which was bearish for prices. Corn was 4 to 5 cents lower, with the March contract sitting at $3.80 per bushel. Traders took profits after this week's rally, which saw the futures market move up 18 cents. The outlook for ethanol is still bearish, although some analysts have been encouraged by the firmness in crude oil. The corn crop in Argentina is 99% planted. Brazil has begun harvesting its corn crop. Wheat was 4 to 5 cents lower, with the March contract at $5.21 a bushel. Prices have suffered under the weight of the U.S. dollar, which continues to make life difficult for exporters. There are rumors Egypt may be about to buy U.S. supplies of wheat. So far, it hasn't happened, though. The worsening situation in Ukraine is also underpinning values, as there are concerns Black Sea supplies could tighten up. It appears India may be preparing to export some of their extra wheat stocks as well. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, February 6th in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.